Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we are visiting this week prior to the football finale on Saturday with senior defensive lineman Trey Alford. Trey, I appreciate your taking the time with us.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure.
As I said, you're a senior, redshirt senior at that. You're going into your last game in college. What are your emotions like this week as you head into that game at New Mexico State on Saturday?
It's bittersweet. I mean, like, I've been doing this for so long, and, you know, in the interior, you really get banged up. And, I mean, I'm just happy to be healthy, but it's pretty tragic that it's my last game.
Is this something that has been kind of – maybe in the back of your mind throughout this year, throughout the season, this is it, this is the last time I'm going to do this? Or is it something that you've only been thinking about here these last few weeks with senior day against Arkansas State a couple weeks ago?
It's definitely been in the back of my mind all season. I've just been trying to convince myself that, you know what I'm saying, that it's going to be okay, but I'm still in that phase where I got to make up my mind, you know, what I got to do after life, and, you know, it's about time I'm about to enter the real world.
We'll talk about this some a little bit later. You missed last season due to injury, but you've been on the field for every game this year. So, you know, how hard has it been for you to get back to where you were physically prior to the injury, or have you even done that yet?
Yeah, it's been tough to get back to where I was before the injury. I've been working my butt off all season that I was hurt, and I think I'm slowly getting back to where I used to be, and I've definitely gotten better as the season progressed.
Is there any moments this year so far that stand out to you during your last season at the collegiate level?
Yeah, definitely the Troy game. I mean, that's the big rivalry going on, and I feel like just beating them, although we haven't had that great of a season, just beating them really just set me off on a good note, a decent note.
Now, you've already sat through an interview with our office before, so we appreciate your taking the time to do it again in this different format. And you said that initially you came to South Alabama to go to school. You weren't thinking about playing, but Coach Vincent changed your mind and convinced you to walk on. What did he say to you to change your mind?
Well, honestly, he didn't say nothing spectacular. He just it was like towards the end of the summer, and he was just like, hey, man, we wanted you here in the beginning, but we didn't have your number. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm not trying to pick up and get all my things and go now, but I can definitely be there at the end of the in the beginning of the semester. And I just decided to walk on just because, I mean, hey, why not give it a shot, you know, and live through life not saying that I tried.
You know, you were a 4-year letter winner in high school in Tuscaloosa. What was that freshman year like for you as a walk-on, knowing that you were a key starter there at the end of your career?
Obviously, I walked on, so, I mean, I didn't have too much, like, my hopes wasn't too high, but, like, as the season ended, I knew I had a shot at least getting some playing time for the next year. So all throughout spring, Coach was, you know, paying attention to me a little bit, and it just kind of worked in my favor.
Yeah, what was your role that year that you first walked on? What did you have to do, and what was expected of you? What did you do to fulfill that?
Basically, I was just a practice dummy almost. I just kind of did scout team, went against the starters. But in all, it made me better as a player, and I feel like that's what got me is to the point I was before I got injured.
You know, being on the scout team, what did you see that you needed to work on, to focus on, to make the move from being that practice player to getting on the depth chart and having a role in the defense?
Well, for the most part, I feel like whenever I first got here as a freshman, that I was kind of playing like a high schooler. I just was trying to bully everybody, and that's not going to happen in college. I'm not stronger than everybody. I'm not as big as everybody. I'm definitely not bigger than everybody. I'm 5'10". So, like, I mean, I had to change my game plan up. I had to, you know, actually practice my moves. I had to, you know, actually focus on my hands and striking people every play.
So your redshirt freshman season was 2014. You played every game that year as we went to a bowl game. But you had a couple seniors in front of you, Jesse Kelly, Jerome McClain on the inside, who were all conference guys, produced a lot, especially that they were seniors that year. Was there anything that you learned from them? Did they help you get into your role so that you'd be able to follow them and make the kind of impact they did when they left?
Most definitely. They didn't really teach me anything in particular, but just watching them play was a growing experience, and I could really learn from the things that they did. And Jesse Kelly, he was just as big as me, so he was out there, you know, like taking advantage of the offensive lineman. So, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of picked up on that and tried to get an attitude that he had.
Now, we talked about, okay, you saw that what you needed to do to get on the field. Once you got on the field that year and you were playing behind them but getting experience in games, did you see anything that you needed to focus on so that you could become a starter when they left?
I didn't really see anything in particular. I feel like I really kind of plateaued my sophomore year, and I was trying to really improve on my strength overall, just so I would be on the advantage side on the strength side, because my weight and height already was a disadvantage.
You know, when you got done with 2014 season as a redshirt freshman, what kind of expectations did you have for your role in the program moving forward? And did they kind of change once you got on the field and imagined what you might be able to accomplish?
I mean, from the beginning, I'm always out there trying to be the best on the field, trying to be the best that I can be. I mean, in the weight room, I'm not skipping reps. So whenever I got on the field, I was just trying to be that playmaker, you know what I'm saying, and try to get the TFLs and try to get the sacks. And I feel like somewhat I kind of accomplished that.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with senior defensive lineman from the Jaguar football team, Trey Alford. You did in 2015 become a starter, had 37 tackles, 3.5 for loss, a couple of sacks. So you were definitely making an impact. And like you said, you were kind of at a level where it looked like you were starting to get into a position where you could get some all-conference recognition. And then that summer before 2016, you were injured in off-season workouts. When it happened, did you realize how bad it was at that time, or did it take some diagnosis and therapy to realize that you weren't going to play last year?
Yeah, when it first happened, honestly, I didn't even feel it. I would have probably tried to get up and walk off if it wasn't for my patella dislocated. That's all I thought happened. And I got the MRI results, it turned out that it was way worse than what I expected.
How long were you unable to do physical activity? And once you were cleared, to do some things. What did you do to get back on the field, and how much time a day did you put into it around like your class and study hall schedule?
Yeah, so it took me a while before I could actually do, especially leg work. We used to have this workout group called the Suicide Squad. It was like seven of us that was injured, and all we did was upper body. So, yeah, for the most part, I got a really big chest. And then whenever I was able to do leg stuff, I did extra, probably like 3 hours of rehab plus like on the field work of trying to, you know, work on bending the corner and stuff like that.
So tell us, if you don't mind, what's your routine on game day, on a Saturday? I mean, whether you're home or road, you're always starting at a hotel when you wake up. Tell us what you do and how you prepare to get ready for that day's game.
All right. Usually we pull up to the stadium, and I get a few of my defensive linemen, and we walk the field. And when I get back, we – throw the ball a little bit, just loosen up, try and get our minds a little try to get our minds, you know, to have fun and stuff. And then I get in and then get my ankles taped, and after I get my ankles taped, I dress up, but my shoulder pads, I leave my shoulder pads and helmet off, and I warm up my body, try to loosen up the tape so it's not as stiff. And then after I get back in, it's game time. I'm all focused.
We're visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Trey Alford, senior defensive lineman on the Jaguar football team. And we've talked about your time here at South and in your athletic career and some accomplishments. But we haven't talked about you're from Tuscaloosa. When did you start playing football and why?
Actually, I started playing football when I was like 7 or 8, and I hated it. And I mean, all my brothers and stuff played football, so it kind of just was like forced upon me. So I played when I was 7 or 8, I can't remember, and then I quit like halfway through the season. And then I started back playing my 7th grade year in middle school, and ever since then I've been playing.
Were there other sports you were playing at the same time, and even when you left football, were there other activities?
Actually, when I was growing up, I just always was playing baseball, and that was like the first sport I fell in love with. And other than that, that was really the only sport I was really focused on. So
when you got back into football in 7th grade, did you find that, were you already at that size where they put you on the line all the time? Did you experience other positions, or is what you're doing today all you've ever known on the football field?
Actually, when I was going into my 9th grade year, my 7th and 8th grade year, I played offensive line. But when I was going into my my 9th grade year, I actually tried to go out for receiver just because all my friends was doing it. And it probably was over there for like 30 minutes. And I was like, what are you doing? And they made me go over there with the defensive lineman.
Now, you know, we said before that originally you came to South based on the academics. So a lot of times what I ask student-athletes is, well, when did you think about getting a scholarship and know it was possible, but you almost gave up the game before you ever went to a practice? So do you remember, like, was there a reason why you were okay with it until you talked to Coach Vincent and rethought about it? Was it just that it was time, physically you were tired of being beaten up? Because that's, you know, usually kids your age, or they want to hold on as long as they can.
Yeah, well, like, for my school, my graduating class, nobody had a scholarship. We had a couple people walk on to places, and I just felt I didn't have a scholarship either. And I was just kind of looking, and I was like, well, I guess, I mean, I didn't really want to just force myself anywhere. So I was like, I guess this is it. And then Coach Vincent called me. He was like, well, we want you here. And I was like, okay, well, why not?
Now, you earned your undergraduate degree, exercise science, in May. You're in the sport management graduate program. You've got a couple interests of what you might want to do athletically. maybe something along the line of sports medicine, maybe in that sport management field. You know, after we get back from Las Cruces and your playing career is over, you know, where do you go? Do you finish the Masters? Do you have some ideas in mind of maybe some jobs you can pursue? Have you thought about that yet?
I've thought about it a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to try to finish up the Masters here. And, I mean, I love sports medicine. Like, I could really see myself being an athletic trainer. But the school here didn't have a master's in it. I would have did that. But I could definitely see myself doing sports management. So I'm probably going to try and get some volunteer hours at a couple bowl events, like the Dollar General Bowl, and then maybe work my way to a big bowl name and see how it goes from there.
I know it's real soon because you're still in class, you're still in practice, you still have a game left. But, you know, long term, I mean, you've been in Alabama your whole life. Have you thought, this is what I'm comfortable with, this is where I want to be? You have any places you might want to explore and hope that maybe the job takes you there, whatever field you decide?
I think for the most part, I don't really mind where the job takes me. My dad lives here in Alabama, but my mom lives in California. So, I mean, that's even better place as long as the money is, you know, up to par. But, I mean, I don't, for the most part, I don't really mind where the job takes me.
You know, as you look back, you've been here since 2013. You've been part of a program that's gone its first two bowl games. You've got your undergraduate degree. You're working towards your master's. You've had a lot go on in the last 4.5 years. You know, when you look back on it, what do you think you're going to take away from being at South Alabama and being a member of this football program?
Definitely the people. Like, I've met some great people, and I still try and keep in contact with the people who's already graduated. And, I mean, the experience, too. Like, being a part of this football team, you know what I'm saying, knowing the ups and downs, what it's like to go through those, and I think that's going to help me in the future.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Trey Alford, a senior defensive lineman from the Jaguar football team. The Jaguars wrap up the season at New Mexico State. That kickoff is 3:30 Central Time Saturday. We appreciate the time, but before we let you get on with the rest of your day before practice, I'm going to ask you some questions and just the answer the first thing that pops into your mind. And we'll start with your schedule doesn't allow for a lot of it, but when you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
I guess play video games like everybody else.
What's your favorite sport other than football?
Baseball.
Based on the earlier conversation, the answer sounds obvious, but I've had people throw, no pun intended, curveballs on that question. What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
I don't know that question. The best athletic event. I've been to a hockey game, and that was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie, just because it was different. And I've been to a rugby game, and that was pretty cool. So,
what one athletic event that you've never been to is at the top of your bucket list?
Definitely the El Clasico, Barcelona versus Real Madrid. I definitely want to go to see that in Spain, and I'm going to see it eventually.
If you're going on a dream vacation, what's the first spot you're picking?
Spain or Paris.
What's your favorite movie?
It's got to be Taken.
Favorite book?
The Great Gatsby.
Favorite musical artist?
I'd have to say Drake.
And down the road, when you finish up, you've had a successful professional career, whichever path you follow, Hollywood producer looks and says, this is a great story, turning this into a movie. What actor is he hiring to play the lead role of Trey Alford?
I think nobody could play it best but me, so I'm going to be the actor.
That's presuming that you have free time from your day job. Guests this week on Inside Jag Nation been Trey Alford. Appreciate all you've done for the program and your time here. Best of luck on Saturday and beyond as you enter your full-time career outside of football. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!